This is the head coach, Rick Cabrera. Coach, I can't thank you enough for joining us. But your second season, obviously last year you go 6-6 in conference. There was some challenges. You get that at-large bid to the state tournament, but then you lose in the first round. Kind of some unfinished business there coming back here this year. Just tell me about the ride that it's been, getting to raise another banner in this building and taking home a share of one of the hardest conferences to win in the country.
Yeah, no, those are great questions, man. After that last game in our first year, I had to sit down with my assistants, and like I said, hey, for our first year in the situation that we were in and the timing that we got hired, it was, I considered it a success, but I wasn't satisfied, right? So I told them, I said, we will never have that feeling again. And they went out and have done a phenomenal job in recruiting. That is my assistants, that ain't me. They pitched the first 8 innings of good basketball, and I came in and I finished the 9th inning and got 3 outs and had these guys commit here. So it's all credit is to them, and they did a great job. And then on top of it, like, our guys were so coachable, and ready to get better every day.
Yeah, assistant coaches Hayden Harkins and Chad Bailey with you on your staff. Let's talk about the game we just played. This was Chipola's 3rd loss. 2 of them have come to your squad. That's quite an accomplishment. I mean, Donnie Tindall coming in, I have it here, in his 3rd year, 80-13. He's almost impossible to beat, and you were able to do it twice. Tell me about just a huge physical, emotional win here tonight.
Yeah, I mean, Donnie's a good friend. First and foremost, he's a good friend, but he's also one of the best coaches in the country at any level. And I'm not saying that just because had we lost by 30, I would have said the same thing. I have a ton of respect for that man. But, it's a great feeling to beat a program of that magnitude, a team that was number one and also in the top 3. I think we're just as good as any team in the country. So it's not really a shock, but I have a ton of respect for their program.
We'll see if there is some sort of tiebreaker thing next week. We haven't heard a ton about that. But if not for that, the team will be in action next in a couple of weeks in the state tournament. Talk about that as a challenge, being away from playing games for multiple weeks, trying to prepare for what will be the biggest test to the season so far.
Yeah, we got to get through these tiebreakers. Like we'll probably find out more tonight and finish up these tiebreakers for the seedings. Me personally, I don't like it, but I can't control. I learned in life you got to control what you can control. So if they tell us we got to play Monday, we play Monday. And if there's something else we got to play on Wednesday, we play Wednesday. It's basketball. So these guys love playing the game, and I love coaching it. So it is what it is. But the ultimate goal is to win. I take that back. One of the ultimate goals is to win the region tournament and then also the national tournament. So, I'll be honest, our season is just getting started. It's not ending, so it's going to be a fun situation.
How good does it feel to have the net that you just cut down hanging off your neck?
This is one of the best feelings I've ever had in my life. I've had some success in coaching, even as a head coach at my previous school, previous junior college. But this one is special just because this is Tallahassee. This is the Panhandle Conference. I've been to the NCAA tournament before, as a Division I assistant, and that was a great feeling, but I was also an assistant, but I'm a head coach here. So this is one of the greatest feelings of my sporting career, a coaching career, and I'm going to cherish this moment.
Coach, thank you so much for the time. It's been a pleasure. Enjoy tonight, celebrate, have a good time, and good luck
yes,
as things
sir.
Move on.
Thank you, brother. I appreciate you, man.
Yes, absolutely.
All right.